It is now my privilege to introduce Chris Feinauer, president of the Brigham Young University Alumni Association. Brother Feinauer will welcome these graduates into membership in the Brigham Young University Alumni Association.
Thank you, President Samuelson. I'm honored to represent the Brigham Young University Alumni Association at these commencement exercises and hope the opportunity you have had to attend BYU fills your heart with gratitude. This university embodies sacred strength as part of the Lord's work. Peter Ruda, a native of the Czech Republic, who earned his nursing degree in December and who is with us today, said, quote, "BYU makes me happy. It connects me to Heavenly Father even just by walking on campus. This place significantly changed me, and I'm grateful to those who made it possible for me to come," close quote. I trust that we all feel that same kind of gratitude for our BYU experience. We have a family tradition related to sporting events. When we attend, we stay until the clock is at 00. No matter how bleak the end may appear or how miserable the weather, we wait until the 00 appears, even when others are exiting the sports arena. Staying until 00 has often yielded victory for both fans and players. Consider these defining events in BYU football history. The Hail Mary pass from quarterback Jim McMahon to Clay Brown in the last seconds of the Holiday Bowl game in 1980, which tied the game and set up the Kurt Gunther extra point and the win. It was renamed the Miracle Bowl because we had been behind by 20 points. Or Robbie Bosco hit wide receiver Kelly Smith in the back of the end zone with a minute left to give BYU a national football championship in 1984. Yeah. And what about the pass from quarterback John Beck to tight end Johnny Harleen with 3 seconds left at the U of U in 2006. The players did not give up, and we did not give up on them. Staying or perhaps enduring to the end enriched the experience for both fans and players. Just like waiting until the 00, you have prepared for the proper educational plays, emerged victorious, and have received your hard-earned degrees. We applaud you, and no one gave up on you. Professors, family, friends, unknown benefactors trusted in you and have high expectations for the rest of your life. We are confident you will live a Christ-centered life, serve in the church and in your community, be a good parent and supportive spouse, use the fruits of your BYU experience to build the kingdom of God on the earth, remain virtuous, be strong in your gospel testimony, work hard, pursue learning throughout your life, and stay connected for good to BYU. There is something else. Remember how excited you were when we opened your acceptance letter. Qualification for this university requires exceptional academic performance and moral excellence to participate in experiences that touch the social, spiritual, and intellectual pieces of your life was a profound blessing. Our sponsoring organization, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, has made a tremendous investment in you. You have received a loan from the church in subsidizing your education in the form of low tuition relative to the cost of your education. Many generous benefactors have supplemented the cost of your education. You are indeed fortunate, and we anticipate that as you prosper, you will follow this vital tradition of giving back to your alma mater. Chris Giovarelli, the 2006 BYU Student Body President and 2008 Student Alumni Association President, once shared these thoughts, quote, "As we reflect on our BYU experiences and see how far the university has come, basking in the light of national ranking and acclaim, let us remember that the work is not done. Our founders sacrificed time, talent, and treasure to build the foundation of this university. And through similar, small, and simple offerings, we can continue that work today," close quote. My hope is that you will replenish BYU. Commit to advancing the educations of future students. Nourish the university with your resources, which can be through volunteer service or financial support for the outstanding programs and disciplines developed at BYU. Many of us wear a CTR ring that reminds us to choose the right. May I suggest another meaning for the acronym? Choose to replenish. When you look at your CTR ring, consider BYU as a unique and sacred place. Choose to replenish the university so your children and grandchildren will enjoy the benefits of BYU. As its president, I hereby confer on each of you lifetime membership in the Brigham Young University Alumni Association. We offer our congratulations and welcome you into this great association of more than 370,000. You'll have many opportunities to join your fellow alumni, opportunities to join them in meaningful activities. We are proud of you. Your efforts to persist through the double zero will reward you abundantly throughout your life. May the spirit of the Y live in you as you embark on your journey of lifelong learning and service. May your Christ-like influence be felt wherever you may be found throughout the world. I pray humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.